Married at First Sight. Chapter 4207. Downstairs, Alonzo and Angelo sat at the dining table, enjoying their breakfast. Their older brother, Tatum, had prepared it for them, just as he did every morning. Every day, Tatum made something different, and it was always delicious. The boys had gotten so used to his cooking that they could hardly eat the food at school, comparing it to pig slop. Alonzo, being an elementary school student, didn't have to worry too much. His school was close to home, and since he was only in first grade, he didn't stay on campus. That meant he could come home for lunch and dinner. Angelo, a year younger, was still in kindergarten. While breakfast was available at school, he refused to eat it there and insisted on eating at home. To enjoy Tatum's cooking, the little guy would wake up before dawn on his own, without any need for the adults to call him. He dressed himself, washed up, and carried his school bag into the big room, ready for breakfast. "Brother Tatum," Alonzo suddenly asked, "did my sister come home last night? She's usually up by now, but I haven't seen her." Alonzo had a habit of sleeping in, especially in the cold seasons of spring and winter. No one else could wake him up except for Elora. He was a little afraid of her. Even yesterday, it had been Elora who got him out of bed. But today, he woke up on his own, checked the time, and got up for breakfast without waiting for her call. Tatum set down a plate of freshly baked snacks and took a seat across from Alonzo. Looking at his future brother-in-law with gentle eyes, he said, "Your sister came home very late last night. She had a bit to drink, so she's probably still resting. Elora would likely have a headache when she woke up." Tatum had already prepared honey water for her to drink to help her feel better. If she insisted on going to work, he'd make her a strong cup of coffee. But if she decided to take it easy, he'd take her for a walk after breakfast and convince her to rest a little longer. She was exhausted, anyone could see that. "Sister got drunk?" Alonzo and Angelo exchanged worried glances. "Will she feel sick?" Angelo asked. "When Dad gets drunk, he gets a fever and a headache. It's really bad." Neither of them had ever seen Elora drunk before. She drank occasionally at business dinners, but never too much. Tatum shook his head. "I'm not sure. We'll have to wait until she wakes up to find out. But since she's already dealing with work stress, you two need to be on your best behavior. Don't make her worry about your studies on top of everything else." The boys nodded in agreement. Tatum ruffled Alonzo's hair. "You're a good kid, Alonzo." Angelo immediately pouted. "Brother Tatum, you're playing favorites. You always praise Alonzo but never me." Tatum chuckled, leaned over, and ruffled Angelo's hair, too. "Young Master Angelo, you're a great kid as well. Both of you are smart, kind, and full of energy. Of course, when they were being mischievous, they could be a real handful. When they decided to break things, they really went all out. But that was just how kids were." Tatum had plenty of patience for them. Even when they got into trouble, it was never anything serious. They knew their limits and never crossed the line. After breakfast, Tatum handed them their school bags and walked them outside, holding one of their hands in each of his. Married at First Sight, Chapter 4208. Chapter 4208. The butler watched them leave, unfazed. He was used to this by now. Originally, Tatum had only been Elora's private chef, but over time, he had taken on so much more. Now, he practically did everything, taking the boys to school, picking them up in the afternoon when he had time, supervising their homework, playing chess with them, helping them practice piano and calligraphy, and even sparring with them in boxing and martial arts. The butler often thought Tatum was a jack of all trades. There seemed to be nothing he couldn't do. No wonder Elora trusted him so much. But then again, Tatum wasn't just anyone. He was a young master from a wealthy family, well-educated, and trained in martial arts. He also had his own business. Even without his status as the sixth young master of the York family in Wiltspoon, he was more than successful. His personal assets easily exceeded 100 million. Today, however, Tatum didn't personally take the boys to school. He walked them out of the house, but the driver was already waiting to take them. "Brother Tatum, when will you take me to kindergarten again?" Angelo asked. "Last time you did, my classmates saw you and said my brother is really handsome." Tatum chuckled and playfully pinched his cheek. "Do you want me to take you to school, or do you just like showing off how good-looking your brother is?" Angelo grinned. "Both." Tatum shook his head, amused. "Not today. Your sister isn't up yet, and I need to make her breakfast." Alonzo frowned. "But isn't it already made? She usually eats around this time, so I made breakfast earlier. But since she's still asleep, it's getting cold. It won't taste as good anymore. So, I have to make it fresh." The two brothers looked at him in awe. Tatum helped them into the car and smiled. "Study hard. I'll take you to the playground this weekend. Promise?" Alonzo asked skeptically. "You always change your mind if sister says no." He held out his pinky. Alonzo knew that Tatum, as their sister's personal chef, always put her first. But sometimes, it felt like he was just as scared of Elora as they were. Wasn't there anyone who wasn't afraid of her? Tatum chuckled and hooked his pinky with Alonzo's. "I promise." He made sure they fastened their seat belts, then stood there watching until the car drove off and disappeared from sight. As he turned back toward the house, he ran into the butler at the door. "Uncle Jolie, has the eldest lady gotten up yet?" Tatum asked. The butler shook his head. "No. She rarely sleeps in. Is she feeling okay?" There was genuine concern in his voice. Elora wasn't made of steel. She worked hard every day. Exhaustion could weaken her immune system, making her more prone to getting sick. "She's fine. Just a little drunk from last night. She's probably catching up on sleep. I'll make her breakfast again and check on her." Uncle Jolie nodded approvingly. "Good. If anyone can take care of her properly, it's you. The young lady is in good hands with you around." Married at First Sight, Chapter 4209. Chapter 4209. In the past, the private chefs Elora hired were always respectful and eager to flatter her. But Tatum was different. He cared for Elora with genuine sincerity. Uncle Jolie had seen enough in life to recognize that Elora treated Tatum differently. And it was clear that Tatum felt the same way about her. They were both young. It was only natural for sparks to fly. Ordinarily, Uncle Jolie would have warned Tatum not to set his sights on the eldest daughter of the Ormond family. But after learning that Tatum was actually wealthy, he chose to stay silent. Good thing he didn't say anything. Tatum went back to his room. Instead of heading straight to the kitchen, he made his way upstairs. He paused outside Elora's door, hesitated for a moment, then knocked gently. No response. Maybe he had knocked too softly. Tatum knocked again, firmer this time, and called out, "Miss, are you awake? It's time for breakfast." Elora was a workaholic. She left for the office at the same time every morning without fail. But today, she hadn't gotten up yet. Tatum felt responsible for reminding her. More than that, he was worried she might be hungry. After a moment, the door cracked open just enough for Elora to peek out, keeping the rest of her body hidden behind it. Tatum immediately guessed that her pajamas might be slightly sheer, which was why she wasn't stepping fully into view. "Miss, are you okay?" he asked, concern evident in his voice. "I want you to rest, but I was afraid you might have something important today and didn't want you to miss it." Elora had dark circles under her eyes, and her voice was hoarse from sleep. "I'm fine. Just a headache, but nothing I can't handle. I have an important meeting and need to see two major clients today. It's all been arranged. Tatum, thanks for waking me up. Can you bring me a cup of honey water and a coffee? I'll be downstairs in half an hour. She needed time to freshen up. Her mind still felt sluggish from sleep. Of course, Tatum replied without hesitation. I already prepared the honey water. I'll head down now to get your breakfast and make your coffee. He knew there was no use trying to convince her to take the day off. Elora never let minor discomfort slow her down. Being the head of the family meant she couldn't afford to. Since she barely took care of herself, all he could do was ensure she ate properly. She probably hadn't slept well last night. He'd make her some soup later to calm her nerves and nourish her brain so she could rest better at lunch. With that, Tatum went downstairs. Elora closed the door, went back to bed, and lay down again. The exhaustion weighed on her. Sometimes, she wished she could ignore everything and just sleep for 3 days straight if she could. But then she thought of her aging parents, her younger brother who still needed guidance, and the fact that her entire family depended on her. Taking a deep breath, she forced herself to sit up. She was Elora Ormond. A simple hangover wasn't going to bring her down. Elora went into the bathroom and splashed cold water on her face twice. The shock of it helped clear her mind. After washing up, she changed into her usual attire. Her wardrobe was filled with business suits. Only a handful of casual outfits were tucked away for weekends. Not a single dress. Even when she attended banquets, she always wore suits. She couldn't even remember the last time she had worn a dress. Married at First Sight, Chapter 4210. Chapter 4209. In the past, the private chefs Elora hired were always respectful and eager to flatter her. But Tatum was different. He cared for Elora with genuine sincerity. Uncle Jolly had seen enough in life to recognize that Elora treated Tatum differently. And it was clear that Tatum felt the same way about her. They were both young. It was only natural for sparks to fly. Ordinarily, Uncle Jolly would have warned Tatum not to set his sights on the eldest daughter of the Ormond family. But after learning that Tatum was actually wealthy, he chose to stay silent. Good thing he didn't say anything. Tatum went back to his room. Instead of heading straight to the kitchen, he made his way upstairs. He paused outside Elora's door, hesitated for a moment, then knocked gently. No response. Maybe he had knocked too softly. Tatum knocked again, firmer this time, and called out, "Miss, are you awake? It's time for breakfast." Elora was a workaholic. She left for the office at the same time every morning without fail. But today, she hadn't gotten up yet. Tatum felt responsible for reminding her. More than that, he was worried she might be hungry. After a moment, the door cracked open just enough for Elora to peek out, keeping the rest of her body hidden behind it. Tatum immediately guessed that her pajamas might be slightly sheer, which was why she wasn't stepping fully into view. "Miss, are you okay?" he asked, concern evident in his voice. "I want you to rest, but I was afraid you might have something important today and didn't want you to miss it." Elora had dark circles under her eyes, and her voice was hoarse from sleep. "I'm fine. Just a headache, but nothing I can't handle. I have an important meeting and need to see two major clients today. It's all been arranged. Tatum, thanks for waking me up. Can you bring me a cup of honey water and a coffee? I'll be downstairs in half an hour." She needed time to freshen up. Her mind still felt sluggish from sleep. "Of course," Tatum replied without hesitation. "I already prepared the honey water. I'll head down now to get your breakfast and make your coffee." He knew there was no use trying to convince her to take the day off. Elora never let minor discomfort slow her down. Being the head of the family meant she couldn't afford to. Since she barely took care of herself, all he could do was ensure she ate properly. She probably hadn't slept well last night. He'd make her some soup later to calm her nerves and nourish her brain so she could rest better at lunch. With that, Tatum went downstairs. Elora closed the door, went back to bed, and lay down again. The exhaustion weighed on her. Sometimes, she wished she could ignore everything and just sleep for 3 days straight if she could. But then she thought of her aging parents, her younger brother who still needed guidance, and the fact that her entire family depended on her. Taking a deep breath, she forced herself to sit up. She was Elora Ormond. A simple hangover wasn't going to bring her down. Elora went into the bathroom and splashed cold water on her face twice. The shock of it helped clear her mind. After washing up, she changed into her usual attire. Her wardrobe was filled with business suits. Only a handful of casual outfits were tucked away for weekends. Not a single dress. Even when she attended banquets, she always wore suits. She couldn't even remember the last time she had worn a dress. Chapter 4210. If she thought back far enough, it must have been in third grade. Her mother used to tell her that, as a child, she loved wearing princess dresses. Being the firstborn and a beautiful one at that, her family dressed her like a little princess. Her closet had been filled with frilly gowns, gifts from her parents, aunts, uncles, and other relatives. Then, at some point in fourth grade, she stopped wearing them. No matter how many new dresses she received, she always gave them away to her cousins. Eventually, everyone realized she wasn't interested, and the dresses stopped coming. Her mother once asked why she no longer liked them. Elora had replied, "Skirts slow me down. I like to move fast." Her mother had smiled and said she had always been decisive and strong-willed, which was why her grandparents had chosen her as the family's successor. And she hadn't let them down. From a young age, she had shouldered the family's burdens. Under her leadership, the Ormond business hadn't just survived, it had thrived. Some of her grandparents' old acquaintances were still around, and whenever they saw her, they praised her. They envied her grandparents for having such an exceptional granddaughter, especially since their own sons had accomplished little. But Elora never told anyone about the conversations she had overheard. More than once, her grandfather had sighed and lamented, if only she were a grandson. If she had been born a man, the eldest grandson of the Ormond family, her grandfather would have been at peace. Because she was a granddaughter, no matter how capable she was, he always feared that one day she would marry, and her focus would shift away from the family business. The Ormond family was steeped in tradition. Even though her grandfather had no choice but to entrust her with the family's legacy, he never truly accepted it. By the time he and her grandmother had passed, her two younger brothers hadn't been born yet. They had assumed there would be no male heirs in their generation. Her grandmother had often said that an old rival from her youth had once taunted her, "I gave birth to all sons, while yours can't even produce a grandson." Shaking off those memories, Elora grabbed another suit and put it on. Standing before the mirror, she examined her reflection poised, powerful, and commanding. But the dark circles under her eyes were impossible to ignore. Sighing, she sat down at her vanity and carefully applied makeup to mask her exhaustion. She had said she would be downstairs in half an hour, and she kept her word. By the time she reached the dining room, Tatum had prepared a fresh breakfast. Today, he had chosen lighter fare, knowing she hadn't slept well. He set a cup of honey water in front of her first. "Drink this before anything else." Then he brought out her meal, followed by a steaming cup of coffee. Watching her, he hesitated before speaking. "Miss, why don't you stay home today and get some rest?" She had done her best to cover up her fatigue, but he could still see it. "I have two important clients today," she replied. "If I cancel, everything I've worked for will be in vain." "I'll be fine. Coffee will do the trick." She sipped her honey water nonchalantly. Then, as if remembering something, she asked, "Are Alonzo and Angelo running late?" "Alonzo loves to sleep in." Alonzo wasn't afraid of anyone except his big sister. When he overslept, he always waited for her to wake him.